That's Brian.
Hey, Brian, it's Gail Buskey. How's it going?
Girl, what's going on?
Called to check up on you. See if you're still upright, taking nourishment, you know.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm just hobbling along, going through
you're
some
what?
Stuff. But I'm just hobbling mm-hmm. along, going through some stuff. It's that old man itis, but, you know. There you go. What are you up to?
I'm checking up to see if we're going to get you on first page of Google. I owed you a call back today.
Well, I'm considering it. I'm trying to figure out, I guess my question, I think you told me, I don't know, I'm kind of old and I can't remember what happened 5 minutes ago, but I think you told me you do advertising on Facebook or something for me. I don't remember what you said.
Yep. We'll run ads on.
Here's my thing. I don't know what you do and what kind of ads you run and whatever else. I got that company that's managing my Facebook thing now.
Okay.
And
what?
$400 a month or something like that. And they do a pretty good job for me, but they don't do anything else as far as Google or any of those other things. I've gotten a couple, like 3 new reviews on Google here lately, which, you know, the score is improving. And, you know, I think my biggest mistake way back when is instead of having everybody gave me whatever I got 130 or 135 five-star reviews, that I had them all put them on Google instead of, or on Zillow instead of Google. Had I put them on Google, it would have been a different story. So, shoulda, woulda, coulda, and I can't change that. So I'm kind of trying to transfer or move that around to where I can get better ratings on Google, and I'm doing a lot of that on my own as far as, you know, asking present and past clients for reviews and things like that. So, I mean, that's my hope to review that. So.
Perfect. Well,
not much, but it got improved from a 2.5 to a 2.8 since last week. So,
yeah, we just need to bury the bad ones. That's all. That's
well,
the remedy.
All the bad ones. I mean, I never did business with any of those bad people.
Yeah.
I never even worked with them. Most of them, I don't even know who they are.
I hate it when those rats do that. What?
They call you or want to do something, and you tell them, you know, and you ask them if they're qualified or whatever, and they don't answer you, and this and that or whatever. You say, well, I'm sorry, I can't show it to you unless you've made a loan application or show proof of cash, and then they get pissed at you, and, you know, hey, I just want to look at it, but I'm not going to tell you if I have enough money to buy it.
Right. Well, so this beats the pants off of your $400 a month. I mean, it's $349. We'll get you on the Google Local, so we get you on the map, so that when someone searches real estate for Montrose, you're right in that map. You're on the pins. So we do that, and we'll run the Facebook ads for you. We'll write them. We'll target them. We'll run them every single month. You don't have to worry about it. So right there, you're getting.
Do you have anything to show me what you're doing on Google or on Facebook at all?
Yeah, actually, definitely. So Jim didn't buy the Facebook ads.
I was just trying to see what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Style or what it was like.
Yep.
You can look at my Facebook page if you want to, and you can see. But most of that advertising that's on there is them. And I don't know. I mean, I thought about just doing both. I'm not sure.
How much a month are you spending on Facebook advertising now? How much of that?
I don't know how much they, do as far as advertising. It's whatever's on that. You're talking to a lowly real estate broker that doesn't know about shit. you're gonna have to look at it and evaluate what kind of I don't know whether they're advertising or they're just. They do some cool things that are pretty cool. They're it's the same company that helped me build up that page, and I don't have any problem with them. They've been good to me. But You know, and then they send something out. I mean, as far as a home valuation, I mean, they have some other stuff that I like on it. I mean, you know, providing a home valuation to people and everything. You know, I mean, there's some cool things that they do. I just didn't know whether I wanted to do one or the other or both, or that's kind of what I'm trying to do. Of course, some of that is just trying to save up money for what I got to do also as far as get my hip done and all sorts of shit. So I just got it. If it's not one thing, it's another. It's kind of
Well, and if they're, you know, if they're doing posts for you on Facebook too, then, you know, maybe you do want to just stick with them for the Facebook. We could just do the Google Local to get you on that map when somebody searches for real estate for Montrose. That, let me see, that we could get you $249 instead of $349. And that'd get you on the map. That'll get you on Google search results when someone searches for a realtor or real estate agent
so
for Montrose.
Whatever, it's not, so you took the $100 off. Was the $100 for the Facebook part of it?
Yep, exactly. I just pulled the Facebook portion out. Yeah, and then we can do the Google Local. So we also, in addition to getting you on the map when somebody searches for real estate for Montrose, we get you out to about 60 different locations. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, White Pages, Yellow Pages. They're about up to 60.
My Yelp reviews suck too because they kind of all, they're the same people on Yelp that left bad reviews.
Yeah. That's all right. We just need to get you more reviews to bury the bad ones. That's all it is. It's just numbers. Just like sales, it's just numbers.
I know. I don't know. It's just crap because I don't even know who these people are. But anyway.
I know. It's a raw deal, but it's fixable. That's the good news.
Okay, so how long did you say I kind of start seeing results on that?
So 30 to 45 days. And I'll tell you, we set Jim up. He was actually in the map already where he wasn't before. We had him in the map in under 4 weeks. I went and looked at it, and I couldn't believe he was already there. That was just us doing that programming, tying everything together, getting it all to Google. Talkative puppy dog.
Well, I'm out at the house because the propane, they had to drain my, I have a leak on my propane tank and a bunch of shit.
Oh.
So they had to drain all the tank out and change all the regulator on it. And then they decided they're changing the regulator on the one that's what he's doing now. He's out there hammering on the side of my house, breaking the stucco around the regulator that's on the side of my house. So I got to have, and then I got, of course, I got to repatch it.
Of course.
But so that's why I'm out at the home office doing that, and I got that's Kojak doing that bark, and he thinks he's
I love the name.
Well when people come over, he's kind of defensive. He likes to kind of like nip up on the back leg and pull the pant leg. He won't break through. He's a big black lab and he's pretty intimidating, so I don't know. He's getting old, but he's still grouchy. So he's kind of like his dad.
That's all right.
You know,
we love our fur babies.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got a pretty cool one, too. I would, I don't know. I think I'd be kind of open to it, maybe, probably at whatever you said, 249 or something.
249, yep. Well, let's take a couple minutes.
Will you send something over to me and let me know what you're doing or whatever or what? Or taking your
So we can go ahead and get you set up. It'll take us about 10 minutes. We take Amex, Visa, and MasterCard, any of the above. I'll gather info from you so that I can get that over to our tech. I'll set up your onboarding call. Once we take your money, we want to do that onboarding call right away. It's really the kickoff. So they'll go through basically quality control, make sure I took everything in.
Call?
Yes, you'll talk with our tech. our tech department, and they'll go through quality control, make sure I took all of your information in correctly. We do a lot of double, triple, and quadruple checking because we want everything 100% before we start programming. So they'll check your keywords, have you up, you know, tell you how to get photos to us if we need those. We'll get you your login to your dashboard. So we've got a dashboard and analytics area that you can see the progress you're making, how many calls you're getting, things like that, so that you can have all that data. We like you to know what you're getting for your money, so we want you to have that dashboard.
Not because the last time I tried this, I didn't get jack.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that at all. I hear that all the time, and it makes me sad because I've seen it work so many times. I had a shocker the other day. I went to look up a client, a home improvement company out in Maine that I had just signed up maybe 3 weeks prior, and I looked at the notes on their account, and it said, it was from one of our techs. It said, he's in the map. He's on first page. And this was like 3 weeks in, and I went, no way. Can't be. So I, sure enough, I went and Googled him, and there he is, parked right on the map. And I went, wow. I mean, just I keep seeing us do it over and over. So, yeah.
Well, I'd be open to that because, you know, with things changing in the way the market is and, you know, lack of inventory and stuff like that, you know, I've slipped quite a ways down the
sure.
page ranking. You know, for a long, long time historically, even out SEO or something, I was, you know, traditionally on that first page. I will tell you that I do like my website because I, you know, based on the way they've set that, I do get a lot of site traffic or search traffic on that website, you know, free home searches and things like that. So that would kind of be nice if I was first page on Google. That would even enhance that to kind of keep
yep.
it there because it's a pretty good site. It's one of the better sites that people like to look at it, look at property, you know, kind of uninterrupted and all of that stuff.
Right. Exactly. Well, if you're ready to go, let me start getting some stuff together. I'll send you an email with the exact price and package so you know what you're getting. I want you to have that in writing.
So you're just going to do the $249 and not the $349 and no group or Facebook?
Exactly. Then that won't conflict with what you've already got going. Sound good?
Well, guys, you know, they do a pretty good job. That Back at You Media, they do a pretty good job for me.
Yeah.
And those guys that design and run my website are pretty good for me, too.
You bet. Well, and no reason to upset that apple cart. We don't need to. Our work is completely different from theirs. Ours is putting everything together and programming so that you're on that map.
That
so, yeah, it doesn't. Okay.
I'll be here at the house for a little bit, and then I'm out running around.
Well, let's just do this.
A bunch of stuff, so. But
let's just get it done. I've already started typing your info in. So service is realtor, real estate. I'm trying to find different ways to say this. Real estate agent. What else do we want to say for services, Brian? I've got realtor, real estate agent, of course, real estate Montrose.
Oh, I do property management.
Ah, yes, that's right. Okay. What else?
Broker price opinions, valuations.
I'm also going to write that as BPO because people search by that too. I spelled it out, broker price opinions, but
right.
I did BPO too.
And then maybe just valuations. Sometimes people will look it up on a valuation.
Perfect. Beautiful. Okay. And then... No SEO companies. All right. So I'm going to send you a couple emails. So the first one is about our dashboard and analytics. These are just informational, so I don't need you to do anything with them. And the next one I'm going to send you you can just ignore the Facebook. Well, I'll just take it out of here because it doesn't apply. Let me just change my little email around here so it reads right. Okay. And we're at $249 a month. Yeah, Facebook is really, really changing, isn't it? There we go. All right.
I don't...
Not on there much?
I don't know. I mean, you probably already know. I don't have any... I'm not married. I don't have any kids. I don't have a family. You know, I don't have any, you know... My parents are deceased. I have a half-brother and half-sister I haven't seen in decades. You know, so a lot of that... I don't post a lot of, like, I don't post any personal information about myself. Every once in a while, I'll post...
Right.
Photo or something, photos of my dogs in there or something. But I don't like tell people what I'm doing and where I'm going.
Oh, gosh, no.
What I'm up to, and, you know, like every, I mean, I don't know. And so for whatever reason, I have, who knows, 800 or 900 friends on there, and I probably know about 5 out of the 800 or 900, you know, personally, you know. You guys, you and Jim being one of them. But so anyway, I mean, and it's kind of like, and then I'll share some stuff. You know, I have, like, you know, some, like, home sites and stuff. Like, when they have some cool pictures of houses or something, I'll share that to my business page or whatever. But other than that, I don't know. Facebook bores me. I'm not.
Yeah. You know, I hear you.
I guess it'd be different if I was married and had kids and grandkids and, you know, you all socialize, show your anniversaries and your birthdays and your parties and vacations and whatever, whatever normal family type people do, you know. I don't know.
Right.
I'm teasing you a little bit, but it's.
Oh, I know. I don't.
There are benefits to being. I'll tell you, there are benefits to being single and not having any kids and not being married. There are a lot of benefits to that, by the way.
Well,
you know,
our daughter, she's 27. She's made the decision. She does not want children. And she came to us one day and she said, are you guys all right with that? And I'm like, you know, I don't need to be a grandma to be whole. I'm good. I'd rather play than fuddle around with somebody's baby.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any kids. It wasn't planned that way, but that's just how it turned out, you know. But, you know, there are a lot of good things about not having kids either, you know. So,
you know,
and in today's day and age, I mean, with all, you know, everything else, you know, I don't remember.
Yeah, no, I don't either. You know, she sees the world. So, Brian, I'm sending you 2 text messages. One, my direct contact info. I know it's a repeat, but as I'm setting you up, I'm required to send it. The next one is our customer service line. So you've got them in your phone. And so I've got...
Are they supposed to call customer service, or are they doing it?
No, they'll call you. But if you need anything, you can call them. And then, so I've got Bird and then the ampersand company, real estate, LLC. Is that right?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Bird
and company, real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right. LLC.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then 441 North Townsend, Montrose 81401. And then I've got your business number is your cell phone. Is that correct, or do you need that to be a different number?
Business is 240-3467.
3467. Got it. And I'm going to drop your... So I've been gathering... So what I'm doing, I'm inputting from our tech link to your...
Am I going to put this free web listing scan that you sent me?
You don't need to. No. Nope.
Okay.
Just information.
What am I doing with that email that you... Oh, it's just FYI?
Yep, just FYI. The second one is the exact price and package I quoted you, so you've got that in writing. And let me see. There was another question I was going to ask you. So included in the price won't cost you anything extra, but it is optional. It's call tracking. So in other words, we would install a tool on your website that would track how many clicks and calls you get through our efforts so that you can see that data. Is that something you want or no? No extra cost.
I don't know. What's the difference?
Well,
call me or contact my website or what?
Yep. You'll be able to see how many people are clicking on your website, how many calls you get, where the searches were performed from. So you can see, was it somebody from California or, you know, Wisconsin or
what the heck? If it's part of the cost, that's fine.
Yep, it is. It is. So I'm going to send you another link by text. It's again, information on that call tracking if you want to dig into it deeper.
Okay.
And then hold on just a second. Somebody else is trying to reach me. I got to reject them. There we go. The next optional also included, we just rolled this out. I guess it's probably 5 weeks ago now, so it's in beta. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you can download from the Play Store, and you can use it on your current cell phone to make and receive calls. It also allows you to record those calls. So if you ever needed to go back, you know, for whatever legal reasons, or, wait a minute, Joe Bob, you didn't tell me that. You've got the option to record those. Again, optional, up to you. Included.
It's included?
It's included, if you'd like to have it, yes.
Okay. Not that I know what you're talking about, but okay.
All right. I'm going to send it to you. You know, and if you don't like it, you don't have to use it. Just uninstall it. But I like that you keep the option open.
Okay.
All right. So I told them yes on that. And Montrose, do you prefer contact by phone, text, or email? Which one works better? Or all of the above?
What kind of contact?
Phone, text, or email. Which is better?
Or all of the above?
Yep, or all of the above. Yes. All right. Perfect. Man, I've got to make a note. Google Business Profile is done. Perfect. That all looks good. Okay. Oh, Brian, would you mind holding out for just one moment, please?
Go ahead.
All right. Sorry about that. I actually had to catch Jim real quick before he took off. Needed him to make a stop for me. All right. So I'm going to put some notes in here for our tech. Oh, Brian, I need to have you look at your calendar. We need to set up that onboarding call. So we like to do that as soon as we can. And that's up to your schedule. Oops. Mm-hmm. Put the right thing in there.
Oh, Thursday if you want.
Okay, let's see what I got. There we go. Get to the right calendar. That always helps. Tomorrow, we've got every hour pretty much on the hour starting at 8 o'clock Mountain Time.
Oh, we could do around 9 o'clock.
You got it. All right, so we block out an hour.
Tech's calling me, or who's calling me?
Yep, Tech will call you, and I'll send you an email here in just a second. So we block out an hour, but the call usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes, so not too long. We allow that extra time, you know, if they're running behind, or if you're running behind, or if you have questions or need help with anything. And then we get that set up. I actually have to put it in two different calendars. And what I'll do, I'm going to send you another email here in just a minute. That's going to be a calendar appointment. And that'll hold your spot for tomorrow. So that email is going to start, the subject line, I should say, is going to be local splash CIE. And when that one gets there, if you could hit the yes option in that email.
They're calling me, right, tomorrow?
Yep, they'll call you. Yes. And then that'll...
Is what?
Is it a calendar invite? Do you have an option for a yes, no, maybe?
See, I gotta wait to see what it is first.
And you're good. I'm setting up another, setting up the calendar appointment in another calendar. So.
Okay, so I already put you in my calendar, but I
perfect.
Just, I clicked yes to whatever I was
and
or accept.
Fantastic. Good job. Awesome.
I'm guessing you got it. Yeah, maybe.
Yep, it probably it hasn't come back yet, but I'm sure it will. You take a
okay.
look.
Well, it's showing that it came up in my calendar because I've got you in there twice now.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. All right. Got that. Good to go there. All right. And then, oh, let me set up your subscription quick. There we go. Popping in a couple more things. If my fingers would cooperate. There we go.
Oh, I haven't had anything cooperate here lately, but okay.
It'll get better. It's got to get better. Seriously, it's got to get better.
I don't know. You just deal with what you have, Gail. You just deal with what you have.
It's all you can do. Do your best. That's all you can do.
Pay no attention to me.
All right. So, Brian, on your credit card, is it listed as Brian Bird, and then is the company name on the card?
Hell, I don't know. Hold on. Let me set you down for a minute. Oh,
all
right. Here it is right in front of me. Never mind. There it is. No, actually, I'm going to... Let's see. No, the one I'm going to... It's... Okay. You're the first one. It's an American
okay.
Express card.
A all right.
A brand mistaken American Express card that I have.
Ooh.
It's been bugging me for a long time.
Fresh and new.
See-through plastic. It's kind of cool looking.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, it is weird looking. I mean, they sent it. I never seen anything like it. But yeah, you can see all the way through it. It's totally clear. But it's
wow.
It's an Amex, and number is 37. It's under Brian R. Bird.
Okay, well, let me fix that. Brian R.
Bird. R. Bird with a Y.
Got it. All right, and then the number attached to the account, is that your cell phone? To that card?
No, probably my office.
You got it. Grab that. And let me just read that one. 970-240-3467, right?
I'm pretty sure that's what's tied to it.
Got it. Oh, and does it say Bird & Company Real Estate on it as well, or is it just your name?
No, just Brian R. Bird on this one.
Okay.
My other one, my Visa card does, but this one doesn't. This was just me.
Okay. And then is the address 441 North Townsend?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for the digits.
3722. 3722-727-044-52007.
Got it. And what's the expiration date on that bad boy?
527.
May of 2017. Wow, that's way out there. All right, and then the security code.
I just got it like a couple weeks ago. 943.
All right. So I'm going to update that, and then we'll send that through.
If it doesn't go through on that charge, then it'd probably be the phone number.
Okay. Let's see what it does. It's thinking. That's a good sign. It went through. Good job. All right. Cool. So now.
Okay. So you'll do automatic on that $249 a month is what you're doing?
Yes, sir. So now you're going to get another email. It'll say local splash initial invoice. That one I'll need you to open. It may take a minute to get there. So while we're waiting for that, I'll do the voice verification with you. Then that's out of our way while we're not wasting time. Get the voice verification over with. But let me know when you get that local splash initial invoice, and I'll walk you through that. So this is all official. So this is, we do a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Channel partners. So it is recorded, and it's attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. So I'll be reading it. So if you have any questions, just stop me. And there are a couple spots actually here right in the beginning, well, throughout, that I'll either ask you a question or ask you to say something. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
My business?
Yes, sir.
Bird & Company Real Estate.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Brian Bird, and I'm the broker owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Thank you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
You bet. Actually, I'll clarify for you. So we ask that if you drop your Facebook people, or if you add, I don't know, some people now apparently are using TikTok for business. So if you add social medias or other things, just let us know so that we can make sure everything, make sure it all ties in.
Okay.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is June 21st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348, the breakout of which is $249 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is $249, which is a true flat rate. There are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 21st of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 business days prior to the billing date after August 21st. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Did you get that email, local flash initial invoice? Did it make it?
I did, yeah.
Awesome. So in there should be an accept button. And then it'll ask you to type your name as it appears in the box, I believe. Is it working for you? And then if you got it, it'll take you to a login screen.
Yes, so do you already have a username?
Nope, they'll actually give that to you tomorrow when you do your onboarding call. But that says that you got everything right and you're in the right place. Let me see if it's going to update on my end. Perfect. Brian, you are all...
The other one is... I don't have to do anything with the other one. Welcome to Local Supply.
Nope, that's informational. You're all set.
Okay.
You're good to go.
All right.
Well cool. Brian,
I'll just talk to them tomorrow and
yep.
Call me if you need anything, but otherwise, thank you.
Likewise, thank you. Absolutely. Yeah. If you have any questions, any problems, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I've got your back. I am considered the lead on your account. So
okay.
Any questions or problems, don't hesitate to pester me.
Okay. Will do.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. You bet. You have a good day, Brian. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.